Good morning. We continue to track a cold front as it slides through interior New York and New England on its way off the eastern seaboard today. Some residual leftover cloud cover along with this front will push through the region this morning, giving way to increasing sunshine for the balance of the morning and throughout the afternoon. The wind, while shifting around to the north-northwest, will continue to bring the humidity level down throughout the day, and it'll be a nice early autumn day across interior New York and New England with high temperatures slightly below average but remaining pleasant, and with comfortable humidity, highs will be around 70. A clear and crisp night tonight with most everyone back into the 40s, and with high pressure in control, the first part of the weekend will be sunny and dry with low humidity and highs in the lower 70s. A wave of low pressure will track along the next front and move through the region late Saturday night and during the day on Sunday. Clouds will gradually increase, and skies will be mostly cloudy for the day on Sunday, and while it will not be raining the whole time, off and on showers will be likely, maybe even a rumble of thunder, and this will keep temperatures in the lower 70s. We'll dry out behind this system for the beginning of next week. It'll be breezy and cooler with a mix of sun and clouds on Monday. Highs will be in the upper 60s, and with a strong ridge of high pressure and control, full sunshine on Tuesday and Wednesday, with highs staying in the upper 60s and lower 70s. We'll return to the risk of a shower on Thursday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the large area of well below normal temperatures covering the central portion of the country will moderate during the next couple of days, making it feel not as chilly, but temperatures will remain below normal for this time of year into the weekend. The associated upper-level trough will then lift toward the Midwest. This will help an area of showers and thunderstorms develop and spread from the central high plains toward the upper Midwest into the weekend. Meanwhile, areas of heavy rain and thunderstorms and a tropical air mass have continued to bring episodes of locally heavy rain and flash flooding east of a stationary front across the deep south and toward the east coast. A cool high-pressure system building south from the Great Lakes has brought the rain to an end across the northern mid-Atlantic for now. However, areas from Virginia south will continue to see a good chance of thunderstorms into the weekend in that tropical air mass. In the meantime, showers and thunderstorms will move into the Great Lakes and the Ohio Valley on Saturday, ahead of that upper trough. For the West, that's been plagued by wildfires, improving conditions can be expected toward the weekend as the winds should remain relatively weak, although the air remains very dry across the interior sections, such as the Great Basin. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility in fog, 37 degrees, with a northwest wind at 25 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 23 degrees. In Albany this morning, mostly cloudy skies and 58 degrees, the dew point 55, 91% relative humidity, a north wind at 8 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.20 inches and rising. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 102 degrees at Ashland, Oregon, to a low of 11 at Daniel, Wyoming. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City increasing sunshine and breezy in the upper 70s, Boston increasing sunshine, breezy, lower 70s, and in Buffalo mostly sunny with highs around 70 degrees. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 75 degrees, the low, 60. The average temperature, 68, that's 4 degrees above normal. 12 hundredths of an inch of rain yesterday, 49 hundredths for the month, which is still 52 hundredths of an inch below normal, and 24.40 inches for the year, which is 2.76 inches of precipitation below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 74 degrees, the average low, 54. The record high 98 set in 1931 and the record low 36 in 1917. Sunrise this morning was at 6:31 a.m. Sunset this evening 7:11 p.m. 12 hours and 40 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Becoming mostly sunny and breezy today with highs in the mid to upper 60s. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the lower to mid 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny and breezy today with highs in the mid 70s. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the lower 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny and breezy today with highs around 70. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the mid to upper 40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, becoming mostly sunny and breezy today with highs in the lower 70s. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the mid to upper 40s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Becoming mostly sunny and breezy today with highs around 70. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the upper 40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny and pleasant, lower 70s. Mostly cloudy with showers likely on Sunday, a rumble of thunder possible, lower 70s. A mix of sun and clouds, breezy and cooler on Monday in the upper 60s. Sunny, cool, upper 60s on Tuesday. Mostly sunny, lower 70s Wednesday. And a mix of sun and clouds with the chance of a shower on Thursday, highs in the lower to mid 70s. Stay safe and have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.